Brisbane's better when you're listening to Stav, Abby and Matt. Visit Brisbane City Council's website to find out how council is making Brisbane better too. Stav,
Abby and Matt. Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hey, you've downloaded today's podcast. Mm-hmm. Abby is on hold at the moment during today's podcast. Turn it up. Doesn't matter if it's a bit of a
hold. It is up.
Little song there. I am a mole and I live in
a hole. We booked a fridge repairer, but then the fridge is working.
Oh, right.
Hasn't been working for a couple of weeks.
Don't you hate that?
I was like, well, it's like going to a doctor and going, I actually, do you know what? No broken arm now.
Feel better.
Like it feels a bit weird, but I don't want to have to pay for it. So, yeah.
Fair enough. Esther was on hold for over an hour and a half for Centrelink yesterday before she gave up.
You know, the thing with that is.
Oh, that's so painful. Do you know what I did once? I took a screenshot to prove that I'd been on there for 2 hours. Mm. When I took a screenshot, I pressed the wrong button and hung up.
I hate that.
Well, I was like, that deserves me for trying to, like, I think I was even trying to take it for socials to be like, look at this. I've done it. And I was like,
ah.
Oh,
Gotta go.
See ya.
They said that Australians had spent 900 million hours on hold last year.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. I did it on the morning show.
900 million hours.
And none of the problems got fixed.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. That's not my department. Put me through. They're closed for the day. Oh, God. I hate. You know what I love, though?
Mm-hmm.
I will, even if they're more expensive, I will go with a company who has online chat.
Yeah.
So where you can just get on, you online chat to someone and you work it out there.
I need a new phone. I went into Optus and they were like, you can come back in an hour. I'm like, why? I'm not going to spend an hour at Chermside just to wait to see you and then be another hour while you dick me around. Yeah, so totally. And I got home, went on the chatbot thing, got a new phone coming.
It's the same like theory of which, you know, it's you do it. So whatever. You pay to go into a nightclub. So you pay $40 for the pleasure of buying a $40 beer.
Yeah. It's like when you go to a convention. You're paying to go to a shopping centre. You know?
Yeah.
You know how you do your little TikToks?
You know how you do your little TikToks, cutie?
Sorry. You know how you do your massively worldwide TikToks?
Yeah.
Can you start a series for me? Because just of customer service that don't want to be in customer service.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're always good.
Yeah.
Actually,
that's what you're supposed to do. It's like every phone call has just annoyed them. And it's like, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to cancel it or not? Well, I'm calling up to explain the issue. Do you know, just a little bit of friendliness in your voice would not go astray.
Well, see, this is where you feel like saying to them, just so you know, my annoying phone call is the reason you're working. I mean, if none of me called,
that's true.
You'd be made redundant.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but that's why they don't want to help too much.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, I did a couple of videos which I could go back and do, and it was receptionists.
Yes.
How their disdain for needing to do anything for you.
Mm.
Like the receptionist at the school, at your school, was always so annoyed.
Why don't you come over here and I'll teach you how to do the photocopier?
Yeah.
You're
Or like at a doctor's surgery, you know. Especially the receptionists in schools, they think that they're the principal.
Oh.
Like the whole thing would fall apart. If they weren't there, no one would graduate.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing would happen.
When I went to go pick up my son, I didn't know what class he's in. Right? I don't know.
They change it too often.
They change it every year. And I have three, right? So I'm there, I'm like, oh, I don't know if it's C or B, I'm not sure. But, you know, well, I'll wait here while you look. I'm like, search up his name.
Oh, have they got like a computer there where you can search it yourself?
No, she wanted me to go and check all my emails to find out.
Oh. Uh-huh.
I'm like,
that's weird.
No worries. I felt like going in going, all right, I'll find out. Finny!
God. That's...
Oh, wait, where you find out? Okay, just search his name in.
Yeah. See, we've got it at our school because I never remember. Mm. At our school, there's like a flip book because if you pick your kids up early, there's a... You
like
go,
sign out.
Yeah, you go through to their name.
And then do
and
it?
And then you can scan, they've got a barcode, you scan it and it scans them out of the school.
That's good.
So you go through the flip book because it's all in alphabetical order.
When will I do that for security reasons?
Don't know.
But yeah, so you just go through. I mean, you can't just do it and leave. You've still got to go into the office, you tell them, and then you do the beep beep thing there.
Yeah.
But it tells you the class they're in. Which is handy.
It is handy.
Because I never remember it.
Mm.
And I actually had no idea until about 2 days ago that my son's in a composite class.
Well,
is he? So is he on the three.
He's in a four five. He's in a 4-5.
Oh. He's in five, six.
He's in year four. Mm. So,
because they haven't got big enough classrooms. So how many?
Because a lot of, I think what happens at his school, a lot of the boys head off to ATC and Laurie's and some of the other schools that take them in.
Yeah, they do that actually because my kids have never done it because it's a big school. But after all the kids leave in year five, they might.
So he's in that. And then the girls start to peel off. Oh, well, most of them go through to year six. There's not many boys in year six at his school.
Yeah.
Which I said to him, that's the way you want it, mate.
And what about if he's not interested in the girls then? Year six. He might be.
Well, then he's going to an all-boys school in high school, so he will be loving that.
Yeah. So I said to our boys, I'm like, do you miss the girls at school? They're like, what? So do you miss having girls at school? No. Okay, no worries.
Wonder when that one will get the bullseye of cancel culture put onto it.
Like, you can't have an all-boys or an all-girls school.
Yeah. I guess it already has.
Yeah.
I was totally against it. Now I see the benefits of it. Each to their own.
Yeah.
Not how the world works, mate. Each to their own. Each to their own, unless it annoys me, and then I will.
Well, I meant the people complaining about it are the ones that aren't sending their kids to it. So F off is what I meant for those. You know what I mean? You can't complain about something you don't send your kids to.
No, that's true.
The people that are most vocal about it are like, that's not how society works. It's like, well, don't send your kids there.
I don't know whether it's because I'm becoming an old man, but I don't think I give a shit anymore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Welcome.
That I did before, but, like, less and less do I care if people don't like my opinion or do I care for other people's opinions.
I told you your true age is a lot higher.
A lot.
Like, I'm actually saying, like, people, if I could be in a conversation, someone starts talking about something that has no interest
in me. And you walk off?
I just turn around and leave.
That's what I've always done.
And I think
Stav gets so annoyed because he's there left talking. I'm like, if you don't want to, you just leave.
But then the Jedi, right, they had to fight the Sith. Where'd you go? She's gone.
No, that I can stand. But when someone starts to get on the whinge, I'm like, oh, you're not zapping me today. You're not zapping me today, Karen. I'm out of here.
Anyway. So are we. Here's a podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Facebook. Drop the. Just Facebook.
These are popping up everywhere and it's probably just in time for Valentine's Day, which is handy.
Right.
On Facebook, there are groups for every town and city across our great brown land that are titled, Do We Have the Same Boyfriend?
Oh.
So there is a Brisbane edition, a Gold Coast edition, a Gladstone one, a Newcastle one, a Sydney one, a Melbourne one. Anywhere you live, type in, do we have the same boyfriend?
Right.
And the name of your town or city. And it's a forum where girls can upload pictures of guys that they're chatting to or just started dating and saying, just want to check. Wow. He doesn't have a few girls on the go. Does anyone know this person?
Are they really organized where you can, it just pops up, or do you have to scroll through all of them to work out if it's yours? Because for me, that's probably like shopping around as well, really, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I guess you'd have to look through the page, but it would pop up in your feed.
Okay.
And likewise on TikTok, girls are, when they go to a guy's house, right, they might be talking to on Tinder or something like that, what they do is they film through their bedroom and they're like, hey girls, I'm at this guy's place. Here's his bed. Here's what's on his desk. Here's in his cupboard.
Mm.
Let me know in the comments if you're hooking up with this guy too. So, you know,
right.
I know he's not playing us.
Wow.
So,
just guys?
Yes, there are ones that are now branching out. The guys have gotten onto it and they're saying, are you dating this girl?
Mm-hmm.
But it's usually guys putting up photos of girls who are way out of their league.
Right.
And everyone's like, that is clearly a catfish. You're a moron.
No one is dating this
You're
girl.
You're a moron.
Yeah.
But has anyone actually found the same one?
Well, there's a couple. I've been trawling one. Do we have the same boyfriend, girlfriend, Brisbane edition?
Uh-huh.
And it's been a bit of fun. So I'm going to show you a photo of some of the guys that are up there. So there's this guy.
Okay.
Who he looks, he's sort of pouting. He's got a beard.
He's got a little bit of a duck face.
So wait, he's dating two girls?
So a girl's put that up and gone, hey, just started chatting to this guy. Does anyone know him? On it, there'll be a girl who's popped up here. I'm not going to say any names.
Okay.
But a girl's popped up and said, I haven't spoken to him in ages. But just laugh because he's on here. I do know him. I matched with him on Tinder ages ago. In this instance, it's good. Nothing bad from my end. We just didn't work out.
Right.
So she's saying, do you still talk to him? No, I haven't spoken to him in ages. Mm. And then any girls who are in the group who haven't been talking to him say, they just write, you're safe.
Right.
Which means, safe. Okay.
Good to go.
Good go to go. Ahead. Mm-hmm. My friend did this where she actually got hooked up with someone with Bumble.
Right. Mm.
And then she was saying to, you know, she was explaining it to her friends, and one of them was like, oh, I got matched up with him. He's awful.
Oh. Yeah.
Don't go on any more dates with him. And I was like, okay, but do you like him? And she goes, yeah, but I really like him, right? She's ended up marrying him.
Oh.
And it was really hard. Well, it was really hard to work out. Did he just not call her back? So she actually went to him and said, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I know you went on a date with my friend Lauren. I don't know if you guys were together. What happened?
Right.
And he was actually honest and said, she wasn't for me.
Uh-huh.
But we did hook up. So it was like, okay, cool.
Okay.
Right. Out in the open.
Do you know what I mean? So sometimes, unless there's anything bad, you kind of like, maybe they just didn't work out.
There's this guy. Tradie looking dude. He's got the servo sunnies on.
Uh-huh.
A girl's written, hey, we're not dating. We've just started talking for a few months. Anyone else involved? A girl has written on there, lol, never thought I'd see my brother on here.
Oh, no. Did she promote him, though?
She didn't say anything other than that. And then there's another girl down who says, saw him on Tinder last night.
Oh.
Run, girl.
Run, girl.
Mm. He's done himself
he's
in
done.
There.
Wow.
But this is the one that I really want to bring to you guys, okay. Which is the best one that I've come across on there. So as you can tell, this is my new hobby.
Yes. Uh-huh.
When I'm home alone or with my wife there. So there's this guy here. If you can see... He's taken a
mirror selfie. You know, I don't like mirror selfies.
Bathroom selfie.
But anyway, is anyone else dating him?
Hey, girls. I've been talking to this guy for a while now, but having heaps of doubts. Was at his house the other night. He had the drunk elephant bronzing drops in his bathroom, which is a type of makeup.
Right.
I've come to learn.
Okay.
He said it makes his complexion nice and glowy. Not feeling good about this one. I really like him. I'm so confused.
Okay.
All right? Girls are writing, run immediately, do not pass go, do not collect $200.
But why? Do they know him or they're just saying
no,
that?
No, they don't like the drops.
Yeah. She's also written there, also saw a breast pump in his wardrobe, but didn't mention it because it was too weird, wondering if he's someone's baby daddy. No girls have written that they are the baby daddy.
Right.
He's got a breast pump?
She's then written on that same post, she's come back a couple of days later, update. He told me the breast pump was from the pet store and he used it on his dog when she gave birth because she was overproducing milk.
That's a nice man right there, pumping his dog if she needs it.
No. 2 days later, back again. Update number two, girls. Just talked to his twin brother who lives with him. Uh-huh. They only have male dogs.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Okay, but why is she still there? I mean, for someone posting all this stuff that's giving her, like,
she
warning things.
She wants to
things,
get to the bottom of it, I because, think,
because, oh, she's investigating. Mm. She could change him.
Yeah, she could.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
So Beyonce.
Yeah.
Only Beyonce could do this. And it blew my mind that the Grammys were on yesterday and it was quite spectacular.
Uh-huh.
But Beyonce achieved something that no one has achieved. She's got the most Grammy.
Right.
But for her first award... she wasn't there. This is them announcing the award, playing the music, and then her not coming up to accept it.
And the Grammy goes to Cuff It!
All right, so for real, Beyonce is on her way, but you know the upside of hosting the Grammys in LA is that everyone can be here. The downside of hosting the Grammys in LA is the traffic. Beyonce is on her way.
She's not stuck in traffic, surely. Beyonce doesn't do traffic. She's got one of those amazing cars that they just lift up that you see in the cartoons and they just go over the top of everyone.
She'd catch an Uber. Maybe there was flat out surging.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe it is legit. Maybe she's like, I don't need to be there for the start. But or is it just making a grand entrance? It's like, what can you do that no one else has done before? You achieve that many Grammys. She's like, I've got heaps. I don't need the first one. I'll just take my time. Yeah, there's a little bit of traffic. But she was already late to start with.
I like to have an image of her standing on the side of the road in her gown, getting ready and going, oh, they cancelled again. Recall an Uber, Jay-Z. They cancelled on me.
I reckon she just likes to assert her Beyonce-ness.
Or do you,
and that's just her going,
I'll get there when I get there.
Yeah, you're going to do it with or without me.
You're giving her too much credit and she just got stuck in a traffic jam like a normal person.
No.
She's not normal, though.
That. Well, maybe she
And they would have got a
to
horse to come and get her and then she'll
a
go there.
A horse.
That would be someone who wouldn't have to stop for traffic. It's Beyonce. She's the queen.
Traffic is one of those things that you just make up. Like everyone says, oh, traffic was bad.
Oh, no, traffic is bad. I reckon traffic is really bad when you're already running late.
Yeah.
When you're already running late and you go, oh, and then you're like, now traffic has happened. But we do want to know 131060. Did you legitimately get stuck in traffic and what did you miss? Because if you're a normal person, maybe you have missed the birth of someone.
It's such a frustrating feeling when you're stuck there and you can't move.
Why are you not merging?
And see the clock ticking over.
And you get every red light too. Yeah. When you're running late, every single red light.
Isn't it ironic?
What has she been stressed?
Beyonce?
No, of course not.
Yeah, or did she just look and she goes, they what? They started the Grammys without me. I said I was going to be 80 minutes late. Why are they? Oh.
I reckon the thing I'd like to see most is what happens with most guys, but I'd love to see Jay-Z doing it to Beyonce, and that's him fully dressed, pacing the hall, or like looking at his watch in the lounge room going, babe, if we don't leave in five,
I'm taking Becky,
we're
going to
be late. Come on. Because she wouldn't listen to him.
Oh, no.
She's not going to be like, I know, Jay. She'd just be like, I'll get there when I get there. You know, he'd be, oh, God, imagine you, because you hate being late.
I hate being late. I would have left her. I'll meet you there.
Yeah.
Was Jay-Z there?
Yeah, he was there.
He didn't rock up early is what I meant. He got there with Beyonce.
He'd have to. Yeah, she had the tickets.
He's her plus one.
Yeah. You wouldn't have been late for anything.
Oh, I have been late, you know, but it annoys me. I like to be right on time, if not slightly early.
Yeah.
I missed a plane once.
That's stressful, isn't it?
Oh, it was really stressful. Yeah. Never do that again.
Did you charter a flight?
No. It was one of those I could see it. It was still there, you know, but the boarding had started. I was like, it's there. The plane's
there. Whose fault was that? Was it yours?
Yeah, it was mine. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but I made it in the end. Troy on the Gold Coast getting his throat ready for the talking. You've been stuck in traffic?
Yeah, mate, I have been, several times doing FIFO from Brisbane up to Mackay, and I think last year I lost about missed about nine flights, so yeah, that wasn't ideal.
Oh.
So where are you travelling from?
So Gold Coast up to Brisbane, but when it sort of bottlenecks through Logan Home and then you can scoot off up the Logan Motorway, but it's also just gridlock, so you give yourself plenty of time, but sometimes you still bloody snooky yourself, so yeah, not good.
Not good.
Well, it appears, Troy, and I don't want to, you know,
that he should leave earlier compensating for it.
I don't think you do give yourself enough time.
Yeah, but Troy's so used to flights. He doesn't fly like we do, like going, oh my God, I've got to get there 3 hours before. Like for you, is it 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off?
It's seven on, seven off, so it's quite frequent flights, but we pay for them ourselves. So when you miss them, it hurts the pocket.
Yeah, man.
But, sometimes I give myself 2 hours and it still just doesn't work. It's just the traffic's getting worse and worse as the years go on.
Right. So two hours to drive from the Gold Coast to the airport you give yourself?
Yeah, look, if there's an accident, because I fly, seven on seven off, I fly very frequent. If there's one accident it takes
to
be diverted.
Yeah.
You're done. God. So, it's luck of the draw, I guess.
Brisbane's Beyonce.
Yes, Brisbane's Beyonce.
It's different. I didn't realise he had to play for it himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to hurt. Nine of them.
Isn't that funny, though, where we're not believing Beyonce, but if Beyonce was late to her concert at the Entertainment Center because she was coming from the Gold Coast,
we'd go, got it.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
And what we're saying is LA doesn't know what traffic is.
Until you've done peak hour on the M1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Caitlin and Eagleby, you've been stuck in traffic?
Morning, team. Previous call is right. Gold Coast to Brisbane sucks. I do it every day for work. Mm. Totally right. However, it wasn't actually me who was stuck in traffic. I was a bridesmaid for a friend's wedding, and our celebrant was 90 minutes late because she was stuck in traffic.
That would give me the heebie-jeebies. I wouldn't be able to do it.
You'd be like, it's a sign, it's an omen, it's a sign.
Oh, I know. That's, you can't be late for it. You've got to be there early. But if people are like career celebrants, not just a hobby like me, they've probably got three others on the day.
That's true.
And then she would have had to roll in, Caitlin, and set up her little PA with all the angry people there in the hot sun.
Yeah, and it was meant to be 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The boys had already been sweltering in their suits, as we normally do. And, the boys had cracked into the beers, us girls had cracked into the reception champagne, and we were all just trying really hard to pretend that we weren't all really pissed and, not impressed. But also just keep a smile on her face because no one needs to aggravate the bride any further than she's already starting to be.
True. Yeah. Right,
that'd be a free... Did the celebrant charge? Surely that's a freebie.
Oh, yeah. No. I'll do you one better because she ended up having an accident herself. She didn't have any of the paperwork. All of the paperwork that she needed was destroyed in the accident.
Oh.
So she had to leave and come back with paperwork several hours later. Ooh. At that point, the bride and groom were well past the 0.05 limit to legally sign the paperwork. Signed it anyway, and then had to be, at a further point, had to come back and sign it all legally again.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, let's not plug that business.
You can't complain about celebrants.
Courtney, you've been legitimately stuck in traffic.
I have.
What happened?
I was due to have my baby by cesarean, and on my way to the hospital, there was two car accidents, two pile-ups. I was around 3 hours late for my appointment, so I had to get a reschedule and have my baby a week later.
Oh, no.
Courtney, how did you, when they said we have to reschedule,
did you? So it was bad. It was really painful.
Oh my God.
Also,
I don't know. I don't know if
preparation.
I would have left. I would have went, nah, I'm here. My bag's packed. I'm staying here for a week.
Yeah, well.
I chucked my hissy fit and things like that, like, you know, all parents do. And they turned around and said, well, there's nothing we can do. You can just sit here. And I was like, nah, I'm just going home to comfort at the moment. And that's what I did. And then a week later, I finally had my little child.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, Courtney.
Yeah, I was not impressed, but, you know, healthy outcome, I guess, considering.
Yeah.
It's
course.
Just a week, you know, when you're ready to have
you're
a baby.
Ready to
you
have
are
it.
Ready to have a baby.
Get it out.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Welcome to the Grammy Awards.
And the Grammy goes to...
And the Grammy goes to...
Yeah, the Grammys were yesterday. You're all over it. You were following it intently, weren't you?
Hey, don't do that. I was texting you and you were replying back. No, it was just, I thought there was a lot going on at the Grammys yesterday. My favourite is just watching Ben Affleck and how sad he was at every given moment. Yeah.
It was, that was like watching someone at a wedding they didn't want to be at and their partner had lied and said there was going to be lots of guys there to hang out with and there was no guys there to hang out with.
They told him Matt would be there.
Yeah.
But one guy that was there from Brizzy Band, Cub Sport, talking about Tim Nelson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you guys had a red carpet moment as you were passing your husband on the red carpet, but there was one thing that you guys were compared to, and I don't know if this is offensive or not, but they were saying that your outfits were brilliant and they could have been inspired by denim on denim of Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake.
Yes, that was the inspiration.
Okay, perfect.
Mission accomplished, sir. Well done. How did you find getting there? How was the traffic? Because apparently that was a bit of an issue.
We got there pretty early, so we were all fine. But yeah, Beyonce got caught in traffic and missed her first couple of wins, but then made it for the big one.
Do you think she really was stuck in traffic?
Yeah, I don't know. I wondered that. Like, you just assume that Beyonce doesn't have to deal with things like traffic.
Yeah, no, you don't, do you? Yeah. She just appears places.
She doesn't poop. That's what I always think.
She does not poop.
Maybe that's where she was, dealing with that dress. Oh, poopy poop.
What was it? Was this your first Grammys? What was it? What was the whole experience like?
It was the first Grammys, yeah, that we've been to. And it was just surreal. Like, I've been watching it since I can remember on TV, and yeah, it's always like such a highlight. So to be in the room and like see it all happening in real time just felt unreal.
You as soon as that kiss happened with you and your husband on the red carpet, it was up on news.com instantly. Was it something that you guys had planned to do, or was it just like you were sick of smiling for the cameras and you wanted to do something different?
We didn't plan it, and then in the moment, I guess I was like, should we do a kissing photo? Like, we take kissing photos everywhere.
Right.
Yeah, they're all on your Instagram, aren't they?
Yeah. Like a single art, like, we'll rinse the hell out of a kiss. We did that, and then all the photographers were yelling, like, can we get another kiss? Like, is the kiss still available?
We missed the natural one. We missed the natural off-the-cuff one. Do it again.
Is the kiss still available?
Is the kiss still available? And you're like, nah, we only kiss once a day, and we're done. And then after parties, did you get to hit those as well?
Yeah, we did go to the official after party. We were walking next to Lil Uzi Vert on the way there, which was quite exciting. Mm. The big diamond in his forehead is no longer there, though, I can confirm.
Oh.
Right. We're all going to pretend like we know who that is.
When we're in the cool group, we have to pretend.
So Lil Uzi Vert, an American rapper, I'm assuming, there was he had like a diamante on his forehead.
Yeah,
like,
was that one that permanently he actually got it put it in? Is that the one?
It was like, yeah, embedded in his forehead, and then I think it like fell out at some point.
Oh god, I hope you had it insured.
Wow. Yeah.
And what else happened at the after party? Was anyone performing or?
Flo Rida and Flavor Flav were performing, which is a bit of a throwback and pretty fun.
How good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get a goodie bag? Because you were nominated as well.
Yeah, I was nominated. I got a Grammy nominee medallion. Ooh. And it was Tiffany's, which is pretty cool.
Wow,
okay, cool. Also something we can't afford, which is why we're also like aware.
Are you going to get that embedded in your forehead, Tim?
I'll see what I can do.
But all the jokes aside and whatever, it's quite an achievement. A couple of boys from Brisbane walking the red carpet at the Grammys, the whole world talking about you being nominated. Your whole family must just be absolutely proud of what you've achieved.
Yeah, it's like, it still barely feels real to me. We've been a band for like a decade now, and we've just been, we're like completely independent, self-managed, and just constantly like working at it and building. So to be there yesterday on the red carpet was just like such a cool moment.
Yeah.
That's what I think is great about it, you know, because there's a lot of kids who want to do music, they want to produce, make their own stuff, and their parents and people around them tell them, you know, they kind of squash their dreams on them and tell them that it's, you know, not achievable. Go and find a job that you hate and do that for 50 years. So I think it's really cool that you're inspiring a lot of kids.
Oh, thank you so much.
I've just realised his son is the one that wants to do music and you were like, get a job.
No, I am. No, I said to him, Tim, I did say, get a job until your music makes
that's
you
right,
money.
Yeah,
I
said, that's right,
it's,
yeah.
A, it's yeah. a hobby until yeah. you're making money out of it, but keep making music. I'm the one who says to him, have you made more music? Have you made more music? I'm always pushing him to do it. So.
Oh, yeah. We all had full-time jobs up until like our third album. So you just got to, it's a lot of work, but you just got to stick with it and do what you need to make it work.
And then when I'm walking the red carpet at the Grammys with him, I'll call you guys from the after party and be like, Flo Rida's here again!
Mate, if you're going to be his first choice to take on the red carpet.
Oh, I'm going to write it. I'm going to be his manager and be that crazy one that writes into his contract.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
People lie all the time. Maybe little white lies, but little white lies make little baby Jesus cry. So you shouldn't do that either. You know, when I always think when someone says, oh, I'm going to catch up with Bob, and you go, oh, tell him I said hello. And they go, we'll do. They never do. They never do. And then what do they do? Oh, tell him I said hello when you see him. You
of
go,
course,
okay.
Yeah.
Do you ever go, do you ever follow that up and go, hey, I told you a second ago, Bob, what did he say?
He said, I hate you.
Oh, did he?
No, you're right. I don't even know why. You don't even care if they say hello for you or not.
Yeah. I blatantly say, if someone says, oh, say hello to Steve for me, I'm not going to do that. It's not gonna happen. Sorry, but there is a man. There is a man who is sick of our lies. He is sick and tired of our lies, and he is not going to let it stand anymore because he has invented a piece of technology. Because he felt that when someone texted someone, say you get a meme, and then you write back, "lol," he had a sneaking suspicion that more and more people weren't actually lolling,
laughing out loud at
when
all.
They lolled. It had just become so black. You just see it, you go, okay, don't have time. Lol. There you go. They're not actually lolling.
No. I've never seen... definitely not roffling.
I've never seen anyone rolf at all. No. I've wanted to. I want to laugh so hard that I rolf, but I never actually have.
No.
So now he's invented a piece of technology that attaches to your phone, and it will only allow you to send LOL if it registers that you've laughed.
So it has to hear the sound.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what, because I do laugh. I like do laugh out loud when my friend sends me a few memes.
Mm.
So what's the version of it? Because normally I'll be here and I'll go, and they'll tell you, is that laugh out loud?
Yeah.
That was it loud? Okay. I just didn't know the extent of it.
But that's not loud. That's just a laughing. You're just laughing. You're not laughing.
No, I think
loud.
If you're, no,
that
no,
sage
it's not
one,
loud.
The
it's
sage
not...
one. Remember when she sent me that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Burning sage. And the kids started whining. I can't breathe. And I said, I bet you can't.
Demons.
Demons.
Lol. That's funny. No, but it's not loud laughing. It's laughing out loud.
Yeah, you can't laugh to yourself.
So you can just be like, that's a lol.
Right, okay.
That's a lol. Yeah. I don't know if he's going to branch out to other emojis. I mean, I think you'd send, you'd think twice about sending the poop emoji if you actually had to.
So what has it got though? Has it got a microphone where it's starting to listen? Is that what you mean?
You know what I mean? I really want to reply to this. It's going to take a while.
Eggplant.
Sent. There you
prove
go.
It.
But
like, I don't understand. So it's got a microphone to listen to it.
Mm.
Well, it must pick up your phone microphone. It must be an inbuilt sort of piece of technology.
Yeah, he's a futurist. And that's what he does. He bugs around with technology. So he's like, I'm going to invent this. And now, every time I get sent a message from my friends saying that they lolled, I know that they 100% found me amusing.
Maybe he'll find out that he's really unfunny.
Maybe. I mean, there are workarounds. You could obviously just send the laughing, crying face emoji.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know if you
just go, ha, 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 ha.
Or you mean record it and play it back.
No, the lead a fake laugh. Send. I mean, it might register.
It might. I mean, you know, sitcoms have been using fake laughter for years. So,
There's too many emojis, I think.
Yeah,
you'd only use it on regular. About 5, 6, and then the other ones you'd have to go and search for.
Thumbs up. Gets used a lot.
I like that one.
The shucker.
It's like, this is cool, radio.
Man. Oh, that's a very good point. I like this one.
Hey, guys, I like this one.
And I like that one. And I love this one.
Two fingers. Mm. Yeah.
I've never seen that one before.
Have you ever seen that one before?
No, is that one? Did they do that one?
They did that one. Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah, the finger, the bird.
Guess I'm just too polite. I don't go looking for it.
Mm. Lol. Mm.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I've gone through a bit of an obsession with DNA, and it's not my fault. It's just the fact that I was talking to a friend of mine about DNA testing, and ever since then, every single thing has been marketed to me. So it's coming and finding me, and I'm like, oh, that's very interesting. And this is a bit of a stretch, but you know how we always talk about the weather, and we're like, hey, it's 20 degrees, but feels like...
Yeah, yeah.
30 degrees. Uh-huh.
I want to know the man that does it.
Yeah, because we never used to, feels like. Mm. But this is a new thing with age. It's like, I am this age, but my true age or my body's age is different or feels like this age.
Mm. Right.
Because now you can do DNA testing and it will tell you what your actual age is on your birth certificate versus your true age.
So it's sort of like, you know, I might be 40, but I've been very bad to my body, so my body's actually 53.
Yeah.
That's it.
Or you might be 40 and you've done well, and you're 36.
And we've gone to do it before where you do like your flexibility test, you do a lung test, and you do a lot of that. But now they're like, no, that's not to find your true age. It's a blood test. And it's true age, and they'll work out on a cellular level what you are.
Would it work if you were, say you were 17 and you got it done and said, ah, no, you're actually 19? You'd be like, sweet.
Yeah.
I'll go to the pub.
Change my certificate.
No, it's not on your driver's license, but it's my actual age.
Isn't that fascinating, though? They're saying because your DNA can change as well. And I don't know if this was any true, but I was speaking to a skin specialist, and I was like, why do skin cancers keep popping up more and more these days? Mm. And she's like, well, it can actually start changing our DNA. And if your parent have it, then you're more likely to get it as well. Like, it might be changing our body on a cellular level.
Wow.
Whoa. You don't want to know, do you? I was going to sign us all up. There's a company that's doing it just out of interest. Like.
Yeah, but you know, ignorance is bliss.
Whatever that means.
Maybe you'll be good. Maybe you'll be good.
Yeah, well, when we did it, I was the oldest, I remember, and you were okay from memory.
Mm.
I was older than I was.
Yeah, that's right.
There is for doctors, this, I don't know if you can just go and ask it, but it actually is called True Age, and you do it via blood collection, and it's for the doctor to then be able to work with the patient to lower it. Yeah.
Sure. Mm. Yeah.
I guess ignorance is bliss, but I just find it fascinating. Maybe because I'm in the hope that I would be younger.
Do you reckon your grandma would get it done?
Should we get the 99-year-old?
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine if she might be like 40.
Mm.
She might be 21.
She's turning 100 next. Is it next week?
Well, that's probably an answer you could give us.
2 weeks' time.
There you go.
She's turning 100.
Wow. But is she really? You know? Yeah. Hold off on that leather, Chuck. She might only be 98.
For it because she didn't want one.
Oh, you should have got it anyway just to...
I'm just going to do
annoy her.
Just to tip her over the edge. So but then are they saying... Can you then reverse the aging? So just say
exactly
you get... Yeah, right, okay.
So they're saying if you were able to then be able to change it, then you can sort of, I guess, I don't know, prescribe different diets, different medication, different everything. But yeah, there's a whole different stuff that they will look at. Just by a blood test. It's fascinating what we can do now.
Mm. Well, what's the old saying? You're only as young as the
person you feel.
Feeling? You're only as young as the person you're feeling.
Your wife's older.
Oh, no.
Yeah? Well, yeah. It makes her my age.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
You know? Mm-hmm. She's 35.
Mm-hmm. And you're turning 40.
Yep. I reckon I'm probably a bit older than that. My back hurts a little today.
The arthritis.
But you'll be able to find out why.
If it came back and you were older than me, that would be a fun time for me.
God, that would be nothing better could happen to you than that.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
NRL season heating up. Broncos, of course, back this year. New NRL team in Brisbane, the Dolphins. Stav was very inspired by Wayne Bennett at the launch.
It was amazing.
He was amazing. I just asked if you had a few drinks, because, you know, sometimes you hear those inspirational speeches if you've had a few drinks and you hear it very differently. Mm. Although this is the thing, though. You are not as much into NRL, so you don't have as much loyalty to the Broncos, and you loved the speech and found it very empowering.
I did.
Maddie, not so much, but because he's true and true Broncos, I wonder if his ears were a little bit more closed to it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so you could be swayed. You could be a Dolphins true supporter.
Right. Are they going to be your second team?
See, I don't, this is where...
No, your second team's Cowboys.
So they're your first.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are people who I think live out that way, Redcliffe, they're going to be all over the Dolphins.
Especially Sunshine Coast as well, I reckon we'll end up supporting, you know, that's their team.
They get onto it. But I've supported the Broncos my whole life. Yeah. My dad did, my grandfather did. And as I tell everyone, you either support the Broncos in my family or you're a disappointment.
Why don't you rock up with all your Dolphins merch?
Yeah. Get your mum membership.
Why don't you? Oh yes, can we call your mum?
Mum's already said to me. Mum go. No, mum. I don't. I mean, mum wouldn't go off the Broncos, but mum said to me when I was going to the launch. She's like, "Can you get me a T-shirt?"
I think there's room for two.
There is, without a doubt.
Yeah. There totally is, but I still think you've got to have like number one and number two. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'll be. It's going to be one of those years where I think there's a big match coming up in March where it's Dolphins, Broncos, Suncorp Stadium. That's going to be a very interesting one to see.
Matty was so excited by it. That was going to be his game, except that he's going to be at a country music festival.
Yeah, I'm in Melbourne seeing Morgan Wallen perform. So
very sporty of you.
Yeah. So I'll be there. I think it's going to be great for rugby league, definitely. You know, the Cowboys were great when they came in. The Titans were great when they came into the Gold Coast. Yep.
So, it's only going to get more people into the sport, I always think.
True.
Without a doubt, you know. And I think it's fantastic. Here in Brisbane especially, we will hold a lot of great talent, you know, whereas a lot of people had to, when they didn't get re-signed, they might have wanted to chase more money. They'd go to New South Wales.
Yeah.
So it's great for us. But it was released, I think, overnight. It came out, and obviously the Broncos aren't shy in saying that, yeah, we know there's another team coming.
Mm.
We know that you might be wanting to dabble in other people.
But don't.
But don't. Just remember.
This is the city where the sun shines all year, where we sing when we're winning, and we play without fear, because our people are passionate, they're caring and driven. This one horse town on the east coast of Queensland is a revelous paradise, a footy fan's dreamland. Just look at all that we've achieved and everything we've built. This city is a family, and families stick together. We've always been in it to win it. This city never says never.
Yeah, your city's a family, but now we got a weird cousin coming to stay.
Exactly.
But they've never had to release anything like that. Because they're like, we know that we've got your loyalty, but now it's like, hey.
Mm. One horse town's good. Well done.
Yeah, that's good.
Take the rest of the day off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always love to be in those meetings when people would be writing something like that. Like, oh, that's good, Barry.
Great.
Good stuff.
We're not desperate. No. We're just going to remind you who's boss.
Just remember.
I wanted to know if your mum was going to support him. Maddie's mum, Zita.
Oh, she picked up. She's at work.
Well, you didn't think she'd pick up. Thanks for answering, Zita.
Oh, no, she's not working today.
How are you feeling about another team coming in? Because Maddie was just saying, you know, the whole family is such big supporters of the Broncos. Would you ever shift to the Dolphins?
Oh, hell no. Look, I will go and watch them, but no. always been a Broncos supporter, sorry.
Do you have a second team as well? Because I know Maddie's is the Cowboys. Do you have another favourite under the Broncos?
Cowboys.
Right,
Cowboys.
Okay. All right, so yeah. It's going to go Broncos, Cowboys, Dolphins.
What about if the Dolphins just absolutely surprise you and Broncos are...
Suck.
Yeah. Would you...
Nah, never.
I've supported the Broncos for too long.
Yeah. You'll probably be like the rest of the people that will threaten it, though. You know how, like, when the Broncos weren't doing well and everyone threw off their jersey, you'd be like, do you know what? I've got options now, Broncos. I've got options. Dolphins want me.
Mum'll be there with the Dolphins under the Broncos so she can peel it off, like, depending on where the score's at.
I think a lot of people will do that.
No, she wouldn't prefer. I'm glad Mum's... Sorry, Mum.
The trouble is I get cranky with the Broncos and then I think to myself, I'm not going to support them anymore.
Yeah.
Mum is the biggest rage quitter. If they're losing, we'll take Mum to the game. They're losing. Mum goes, let's just leave.
Let's go.
I'm like, Mum, it's 8 minutes into the game.
Ah, they're done.
I'm like, Mum, sip on your beer. Just relax. I'll get you a hot dog.
She's the same with this show. She very rarely makes it past the 6 o'clock hour. Yeah. Like, I'm done.
The trouble is he's telling the truth there.
Yeah, exactly.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
The Deutsche Bank warning rates will rise 4 more times.
I think we're going to see the Reserve Bank continue to boost interest rates in an attempt to lower inflation.
Remember the good old times, like even just last year or a couple of years ago when interest rates were so low and they just didn't rise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said they weren't going to either.
They did say that in 2024, didn't they? He's like, I'm sorry if anyone took advice from me. You're the Reserve Bank!
Isn't someone suing them?
Oh, they're trying to see if they could do a class action. But, I mean, if you're getting your legal advice from the Reserve Bank press release, then probably got nothing to stand on.
Okay.
But they can't get inflation. Under control. See, everyone understands inflation.
Oh, enough.
Yeah, cool. to lower inflation, you need to, we all could just put our hand on our heart and say, hey, Reserve Bank, we promise to spend less.
Yep.
So no need to rise the interest rates, we just spend less.
But that's
not really going to happen. So they increase the interest rates, so hopefully we will spend less on clothes and cars and all those items. Then the consumer dollar, like businesses will have to compete for it more, they'll lower the prices.
How long would it take? I know this is impossible, but how long would it take if we all just agreed to not actually buy anything that we didn't need, apart from necessities? Would it be like 2 months of that and we'd be fine?
But your need and someone else's need is very different. No one can agree on what need is.
You don't want to cause a recession by not having spending.
It's very tricky, isn't it?
It is. That's the economy. So they are going to increase it, and their predictions is that we've got another 4 increases coming. And it's not scary.
I blame the government.
Yeah.
It's the bloody government.
Shouldn't have done handouts before. Yeah, well, it is. I mean, you've got countries all over the world that are not increasing interest rates and their inflation is out of control. So you have to get it under control. But it's so scary for people going, wait a minute, I don't know if I can keep paying repayments.
No.
And then you've got people going, well, wait a minute, I'm in a rental crisis. I can't afford my rent. But rent's going to go up if people have to pay more on mortgage repayments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like the people who are affected the most are the people who are like slogging away. They work their 40 to 60 hours a week. They pay tax, they pay for their house, they've worked their ass off to be where they're at, and then it just gets pulled away less, more and more. You got to pay more interest, more this, more that, you know? Rich people, it'll affect them, not that much if you're super rich.
No, and they said there's a lot of people that are like quite old and they've paid off their house, so it's not going to affect them. But it is they're saying that maybe it's around about 1 million or even over 1 million of people that had really stretched themselves to buy a house. They fixed in the interest rate and now it's coming off fixed interest rates. And you might even start to have repayments double for that month.
Wow.
Which is huge.
That's massive. If
you and I both came off fixed.
Yeah, I was really lucky. I came off fixed the same month that they started going up. I was really blessed to be part of that.
Well done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And look, you know, I'm not going to lie. We've had to pay a lot more, but we're doing okay.
Yep.
You know, we're
why you've got a job.
Yeah, we're working. Yeah. You know, and so we're okay. But there are people who honestly have worked for 20 years, worked their ass off to get to the position they're in, and they're going to lose their houses. And they're the people I feel sorry for because they're not living lavish lives.
Mm.
They've contributed to society very well. And then they're not going to have to sell their house.
Mm.
No one has been having wage growth. That's not going up.
No,
that's the one thing that the government really needs to work on and try and, you know, get people paid more.
We do want to ask this morning, though, rather than us sit here and do talk back and get very angry.
Oh, we can still do it. We'll just change our voice.
Yeah.
These buff heads in Parliament.
So what we want to hear, 13, 10, 60. Who's to blame?
Because you don't get talk back female angry, do you? Name one for me. I'll wait.
Well, I don't know any of them.
So before Micah.
You're on FM and you're angry. What's the matter?
I gotta go.
Jason and North Lakes, interest rates are going up today. What does that mean for your household?
Well, essentially, my wife and I bought a house last month, and we haven't moved in yet because there's still tenants in there. But our biggest problem was trying to find a lender that would lend us up to a specific rate.
Mm-hmm.
That was like 6.2%. Obviously, the higher the rate, the more the mortgage repayments. Mm-hmm. And we finally found a lender that went on a variable rate for us. And they pretty much said, you know, you guys are all good as long as it doesn't go up another full percent. So now we're sort of like sitting there going, yeah, cool. Are we going to even move into our house, you know, like that we've just bought? So now we're just sort of fingers crossed. It's just crazy the amount of money that we had to fork out as a deposit in the house. And then like 1% is like another $1,000 a month. So it's like, oh.
It's huge, isn't it?
Yeah.
And don't you love hearing from people, Jason, who are like, back in my day, we had 15%. I paid $40,000 for my house. That was 15%.
Yeah, one of my mates told me yesterday he bought a house for like $300,000 at like 2.2%. And his mortgage is going from like, I think he said $1,600 a month to $3,200 a month or something. And wow. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. Crazy. Thanks for your call, buddy. 131060 is our number.
Terry and Carbo, interest rates are bad news all around. What's it happening to your house?
Absolutely. I'm just a single person on my own with caring for my mother and I have a son. So I'm just on my own, the only income earner, and obviously with the cost of living and everything, it's already a struggle just to put food on the table. So I'm not even fortunate enough to have a second car to sell or anything like that. So times are scary, and I think that the government does have a lot to answer for, and all these bureaucrats and unelected bureaucrats, it's scary. They haven't got a worry in the world, and yet we're sitting here struggling to put a roof over our head and food on the table.
Yeah.
Have you sat down and worked out what each interest rate rise would actually cost you, or you haven't yet? It's just you're getting those letters or the emails.
Both. So it's obviously it's hard because you can't predict, you know what I mean? And it's already a struggle, but I don't know, you just got to hope for the best and do what you can, and you can only cut back so much before you're non-existent, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and you're already partly there sort of thing, and it's scary.
And the fact that it's out of your control as well, Terry, just happens and you just have to keep up with it, you know?
That's correct. And like you said, I contributed to society for the last 40 years. I've always worked and, you know, and done what I could and been honest. And it's got, where's it getting me? Everything's sort of getting ripped out from underneath you in the blink of an eye. And it's very scary. And I'm sure there's lots of people out there in my position. Mm. But there's also lots of people in my position that are fortunate enough might get through the next one or two or three because they are a two-income household and perhaps do have a second car to sell and that. But you know, and it will eventually hit them too. But then there's so many, like you said, that it doesn't affect the rich. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you got to run out.
Thanks for your call, Terry.
It'd be interesting to know what people actually do pull back on, you know, with spending. Like, I think we're going to see a real... Stav sent me an article because I understand why you've changed your hair colour as well. It's called
Recession Brunette.
Brunette, where everyone's not doing their hair anymore.
Oh, I'll be by the L'Oreal at Woolies and whack it in yourself rather than
just go natural.
Mm. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Balayage will be back.
Mm.
Balayage will be really popular. Isn't that the half and half with the where it grows out?
Yeah. Still costs, though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Rach.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Good. Now, you've got a story that might hopefully lift people's spirits a little.
Yeah, listen, it was 25 years ago, because my baby's about to turn 25. We had bought a house when I was pregnant, worked it all out, planned on going back to work full time, then had this beautiful baby who then proceeded to be sick all the time in daycare, really sick. So I had to give up work.
Mm.
We sold. It was heartbreaking, but we did it. 25 years later, we are flourishing. We bought again a number of years later. And we have a beautiful home. We're travelling overseas at least once or twice a year. But we did the hard yards and we made the decision our relationship and our family was more important than a house.
All right.
Rach, what did you do during that time? You know, when you kind of go, times would have been tough, and I'm so glad that you got through. But you looking back now, when you kind of go, when you moved back to a rented home, like, what did you cut back on, or how did you actually get through those times?
Well, this is a big thing. I've been having this discussion a lot lately. We just didn't have anything extra. We socialised at home. We had games nights, which I still love to this day. We still socialise at home because it's so much better than going out to restaurants. We didn't have the expensive car. We didn't have the, you know, all of the extras. We just made do, and we stretched it. We shopped around for groceries, and we, you know, always pushed it where we could. And my kids are no poorer for it. They have a wonderful life, and they never missed out. But they weren't spoiled, and there wasn't that expectation that they get a treat every day or anything like that. They just knew the money wasn't there. So, and now we can have a treat every day because we're at the other end of it.
Yeah, good point.
It is great hearing you from Rachel, because I know a lot of baby boomers were saying that yesterday in the meter, and they got crucified for it because of the price that they had to pay for their house, which is entirely true. But it's maybe, you know, maybe we need to have a bit of a shift where we just have to try and all get through this.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
For all your industrial supplies, go to Alma. Just on the M1 at the Atlas South exit.
Ah, g'day. It's Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Well, he's got a hammer, a spanner and a tanner. It's time to head to Abby's house and Scotty 2 for Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Yeah, hey, ahoy, yay. You like that one?
You have two coffees this morning, did you, bub?
Yeah, I had three coffees trying to get amped up.
How are you going in the heat? Must be awful to be a tradie at the moment.
Oh, it's bloody terrible, Stav. Good you asked, mate. Yeah, it's killing us out there.
He's getting heat stroke.
The other day, and Jesus, thanks, Gav. Gav and George, you both suck. Anyway.
That's a guy, a friend of his that he was working for.
Yeah, right.
Because he ran throughs out random guys' names.
Yeah,
because Scotty
Paige
doesn't...
Paige and Gigi, shout out Paige and Gigi.
All right, no
4077.
Okay.
They were listening this morning. Anyway, all good.
Yep.
Yeah, how are we, guys? We good?
Good. What do you got
for
us?
He forgets to drink water. Got to drink water. Then comes home and drinks beer. That'll help. And then wonders why he gets heat stroke.
You get a headache. You get a headache as well. One of the biggest days in our lives is coming up.
When you say our lives, you mean
lives.
Every person.
Yep. Valentine's Day, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Valentine's Day. Mm. The most amazing day in the calendars, I don't know, whatever you call it, calendars history.
Do you know what I married you for? Your words.
Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Why, you got a big plan? You got a big, going
plans,
all out?
Big plans. Yeah, I'm just going to ask now if Abby can have the day off.
Oh.
That bigger plans that she doesn't need to... Do you need her not to come to work that day?
The day of or the day after?
I know what's happening. Scotty's pouring a slab that day. He needs to get to the site early. Can Abby stay home? The concrete will set off too quickly.
But he will write your name in it for you because it's Valentine's Day.
You never organised a single thing for Valentine's Day. Don't start getting the credit now on air, and then come Tuesday you'll go, all right, babe. You got your day to yourself?
Yeah.
Is that not the greatest gift, though, on Valentine's Day?
It is. We're actually, Franklin's coming over to do blinds.
And they're coming between 7 and 9. Yeah.
The lady actually said to me, she's like, oh, we've got the 14th of Feb free. And she's like, do you have plans? And I went, do you have plans? And she goes, no, you're right. I'll book it in.
That means you can look after the guy that's here.
Okay.
I guess. You know?
I don't think he meant in that way, Matty.
Well,
he meant like.
Don't clarify, because you've got an open book here.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know who's going to come.
You said look after him.
Make him a coffee. That'll be about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Franklin will do.
Yeah. Oi, nice.
Because I did say to him, I said, oh, look, hey, I've got to go out and do the school run as well. Like, you're okay if I leave them to finish off the job? And he's like, it's a tradie, mate. Of course you're allowed to leave them in the house. I trust all tradies. So I was like, good to know.
Wow.
If any tradie come over and is seen leaving the house, I'll go, you trust him?
When your side guy comes over, just make sure he's in high vis. Doesn't matter what he does for
a
job.
Good point.
Yeah. So, Scotty, I reckon if you legitimately have a day planned for Abs for Valentine's Day, she absolutely could take the day off.
You don't have that authority, but...
But
you don't, yeah.
I reckon if we rang Jack,
mm.
he'd get yeah, it happen. We have that authority.
Do we?
We could do that. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
That, or Scotty said, if we all agree not to celebrate it.
That's two very wild extremes.
It is,
there.
But he's like, if every male agreed,
yeah.
we're not doing it. But he said there'll be certain people that will ruin it. Like, you know, Jack, our boss, would ruin it.
There's always one snake who's like, yeah, sure, I'm on board, and yeah, then make
that
you all
guy
look
over
bad.
There. People like Stav and people like Jack. And go, oh.
Oh, I forgot I've delivered flowers to the office so everyone could see on Valentine's Day. My bad. It was locked in years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Stav, you know, and Maddie, how do you feel about the day? I think it's, just another excuse to pull the old wallet out. But anyway,
yeah.
What do you boys think? I like it.
Stav loves
you
it.
You like it?
Yeah, yeah, but he buys presents for his wife all the time, Scott.
Oh, Stav, you're just a bloody... Bloody handsome devil, aren't you?
No, that's why I have to keep on buying presents for her.
Yeah, Scotty sent the bar. He set the bar so low when I met him because I must have been in a really bad stage in my life.
Yeah.
You were, baby. You were right at the bottom, and you were
really troubled.
Brought you back up.
Yeah, really troubled. The bar was so low that there was no expectations.
Right. Yeah. 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 I started too strong. Now I'm in trouble.
Yeah, you know, it's your own fault, Sam.
No, you're right. I've only got myself to blame. 100%.
100%.
Are you going to get anything faster?
No, we don't really. Like, the best we do is a card.
We do a lotto ticket, which is always a get out of jail lotto.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lotto or a scratchy or something like that. But, I mean, we don't really do Valentine's Day. As Esther always says to me, I'll just buy the things I know
that's
I want.
That's what I do.
You
as
know,
well.
Like,
yeah.
I'm just going to buy her something she's going to pretend to like. So, you know.
Let me do it myself.
Yes. That's what she says all the time.
All right. Look forward to the day next Tuesday, Scotty.
All right. You guys enjoy your lovely day, and I'll speak to you Tuesday.
Yes, you will.
Yes, you will. See you, mate.
See you, buddy.
Stav, Abby, and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Crying over spilt milk.
Got milk.
Got milk.
Abs, I brought this one to you because I think it's going to annoy you because I remember back in the day when you were breastfeeding, when you had bubs many times. You've had three kids, but we always had the machine going in the studio, didn't we? The old the milker.
Yeah, we didn't always, but remember I said I need to express after the show. I just can't do any interviews. Mm. And one of our producers kept booking interviews, so I thought... No worries, I'll do it in here. And I had like a sheet over.
Yeah.
Now you do those. Mm. So we were doing an interview and you can hear. To be fair, Will did not book any interviews after that at 9 o'clock.
Who was the person?
Producer.
The interview.
The guy where he helps Bono.
He helps Bono.
From U2.
U2. No,
it was from Bono. It was Bono, wasn't it?
From U2.
Is it that guy that we spoke to?
I don't remember.
Where he was helping kids in Africa?
Sell sunglasses?
Yeah. No, the guy who gives you free albums on your iTunes?
Oh, there you go.
You don't remember the chat?
No. Well, no, Bob Geldof.
Bob Geldof. Yes.
Not Bono, Bob Geldof.
Oh, yeah, they're buddies, though. Yeah. They do put the songs together.
It was very much like, what is that?
Yeah. He was a great chat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because I think you're going to call bullshit on this one because there was a woman who, they just had a baby and they, were in their breastfeeding days and they've gone, you know what, we need a break, we need to go on holiday. And she's gone on holidays with her partner, leaving the baby behind, and she's also forgotten something really important. So she decided to take matters into her own hands and enlist her partner's help. Have a listen.
I'm breastfeeding and I just forget to pack my pump for whatever reason. So for 4 days we're in Puerto Rico, my boobs are like on fire. By like the first day, I'm like, Josh, I need you to help me out. And I'm here to tell you, I had a breastfeed my husband.
Some would do it.
Hey?
Some would do it. I mean, you can do it with your hand.
That's why I think it's crap, right?
It's easier. It's easier, though.
It's easier?
Yeah.
Right.
And depends how good he is with his suction.
Apparently, he was quite good.
It's like siphoning fuel, though. Once you get it going, you just move it out of the way and just pour it out.
Probably.
I had to do it in a Portaloo at a festival.
Yes, you did.
That was an all-time low. Yeah. People thought I was doing something a bit sinister. And like, come on, people need to go to the toilet if you're going to do that. I was like, if only you knew.
Was it making a...
They did say, because a lot of people on the comments, she put it up on TikTok, it's gone mental, people are saying, why didn't you just hand do it? And she said that it wouldn't get started doing
the
hand,
so she just needed... Yeah, sometimes it wouldn't get started. Also wouldn't make a very cool TikTok viral thing if she had done that.
No. Would you do it?
I would do it for my wife if she needed to. It's better than letting
it... Would you drink
it? I wouldn't drink it.
You wouldn't drink it?
You tried it, though.
I've tried it. Yeah. I'd get it going.
Sweet.
And then... and then do it by hand. Yeah. But it's better than mastitis and getting really sick.
Oh, yeah.
You just got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, at least she asked her husband, didn't call room service or something.
Call the concierge. Yeah.
You know, like the W, they say they'll do anything, you know. They'll do anything there. So.
Make it legal, guys, was the tagline to that.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. We will do anything. Legal. Make it legal, guys. Yeah. Well, I guess, if it's consensual.
And then if he gets if he liked it and got a taste for it.
That's
that could be a fear in anything in the bedroom.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
It's a very good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I say, whatever you have to do.
Whatever you have to do to get through.
Yeah, I don't think Scotty would, like, flinch with it. He'd be like, yeah, fair enough.
Would you do it?
Yeah. Yeah, I would. Mm. Yeah. Not for my wife, but other people.
Well, message this lady on Instagram.
It's a side hustle.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Hey, Alpha Box, $10,000. When it's tomorrow, the 8th of February.
Uh-huh. Your letters are A, and your answers are Aperol, archery, and American gangster.
God, Aperol Spritz is bloody popular these days.
Aren't they? Very refreshing.
Right up. See you tomorrow. Stav, Abby and Matt. Brisbane wakes
up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105. Your day was made better by Stav, Abby and Matt. Now search dog parks to find out how Brisbane City Council is making Brisbane better too.